For many North Carolinians, Chemours is synonymous with contamination of drinking water. The chemical manufacturer released Gen X and other emerging contaminants into the Cape Fear River for years without knowing how they could affect humans. Gen X has also ended up in residential wells near the company's plant in Bladen County. But Chemours provides benefits that all counties covet: good, high-paying jobs and tax revenues. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Heavily agricultural and rural Bladen County has two cornerstone businesses on its tax rolls. There's Smithfield, the world's largest pork processing plant, and the Chemours Company's Fayetteville Works site.
The Fayetteville Works site generates just over $1 million of revenue for Bladen County a year.
Chuck Hustis is executive director of Bladen County's Economic Development Commission. Fayetteville Works is home to Chemours and two other chemical industry tenants, Curare and DuPont, the company Chemours spun off from in 2015. Bladen County has an annual budget of around $57 million.
So when you add up the three industries that are there on the Fayetteville Works site, they are almost 5% of the entire tax base of Bladen County.
And Hustis says Chemours brings more than just decent-paying jobs to Bladen and neighboring counties. The company pays for services, everything from landscaping to catering.
I can't imagine the number of services that people in Bladen, Robeson, or Cumberland provide to that site. Tons of construction. The site, in my 20 years since I've been here, they've invested over $200 million in several projects.
The Chemours plant's employees mostly come from Bladen, Robeson, and Cumberland counties, with each county contributing about a third of the company's local workforce. Robert Van Gions is executive director of the Fayetteville-Cumberland County Economic Development Corporation. He says Chemours pays employees an average annual income that's twice Cumberland County's average full-time wage of around $35,000.
They're good jobs in the sense of pay and benefits. And the company has been supportive of United Way and the fire department and local schools.
But the company's environmental impact on Cumberland County is still being assessed. Airborne Gen X has settled in residential wells within a mile and a half of the plant. Testing currently underway has shown 121 wells have Gen X levels above the state's provisional health goal of 140 parts per trillion. Most of those wells are in Cumberland County. Testing of wells in an ever-widening circle will continue until the edge of the contamination plume is found. And nobody can say for sure whether the chemical presents a health risk to humans. Animal tests have linked exposure to significantly high levels of Gen X to liver, pancreatic, and testicular cancer. For New Hanover County Commission Chairman Woody White, whatever economic benefits Chemours provides are canceled out by the company's environmental impact.
You know, if you were to interview people from Chernobyl, I'm sure they would talk about what a great employer the nuclear site was before it exploded in Russia and before it caused such devastating damage. And we're not talking about anything of that scale.
The release of Gen X into the Cape Fear River for more than 30 years contaminated drinking water for more than 200,000 people in the Wilmington area, including White and his family. White, a Republican, says he believes in a diverse economy, but sees things a lot differently than he did before the news about Gen X surfaced in June.
Are we going to tolerate poisoning a public waterway for jobs and expansion of capital investment in a rural county? And the answer should be no, period.
To date, the GOP-led legislature has passed a bill appropriating a one-time payment of $435,000 to help Wilmington's Public Utility Authority and UNCW with studying emerging contaminants like Gen X. But the Senate this month refused to consider House-generated legislation that would have given the State Department of Environmental Quality more than $2 million to tighten regulation of such chemicals. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.